Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah Wood.
Holy God, there is none like unto Him in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Oh Lord, You are lifted up. Oh Lord, You are exalted. Oh Lord, we thank You for Your love. We thank You for Your mercy. We thank You for Your goodness. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Oh, give Him praise, give Him praise, give Him praise, give Him glory. And say, Lord, give me an encounter with Your love this morning. Give me an encounter with Your word this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, You are so faithful. Your mercy endures forever. Your goodness endures forever. You are the same, oh God. Oh, people may fail us, but You will never fail us, oh God. You remain the same. 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 Oh, glory. My Lord and my God. Thank You, Father. Oh, lift up Your voice. Pray in the Spirit a little bit this morning. Oh, pray in the Spirit a little bit this morning. Rado Sapahaya. Oh, lift up Your voice in the mighty name of Jesus. His awesome presence is here this morning. His awesome presence is here this morning. His awesome presence is here this morning. Oh, He hasn't vacated the throne. He is still the same. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we give You praise and glory. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You for the plan of redemption that You sent Your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to consummate, of which we are beneficiaries. Lord, have Your own way in this place. Minister to each and every one. We give You praise and we give You glory. And everybody said a big amen. Oh, let me hear you say it louder. Amen. Say it louder. Amen. Say it louder. Amen. Say it like You are alive. Amen. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. My Lord and my God. Oh, thank You for sharing that wonderful testimony. And thank You for all, thank God for all His goodness. Thank God for providing jobs. But I see a time coming. We'll be managing multi-million businesses in this place. Oh, somebody say amen if you believe that. Why do I say that? Ecclesiastes chapter, this is not my message, that's just the appetizer. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 9 says that the profit of the earth is for all. The profit of the earth is for all. So if the profit of the earth is for all, and I'm in the earth, then I qualify to enjoy the profit of the earth. We just have to find out how to enjoy that profit. And that's why we are studying God's word, to learn how. The profit of the earth is for all. Yeah. I see us getting to a place where we are managing the resources of the earth. Amen. We are gone from being employees to employers. In the mighty name of Jesus. If you believe that, say amen. Amen. If that's you, say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. My Lord and my God, the profit of the earth is for all. Thank You, Lord. We give You praise and glory. We are changing levels. Thank You, Father. How is that possible? Think about Joseph. He was managing the resources of a whole nation. But we have to learn how God operates and work with Him, and He'll keep promoting us. Say amen, amen, amen. Oh, I like that appetizer. Hallelujah. Let's turn our Bibles to 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. Glory be to the name of the Lord. we've been looking at and studying the love of God, the very agape love of God. Thank you, Lord. Let's start from verse 10. He says, "In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God." Verse 16, that's the one we've been emphasizing. "So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love. And whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. By this is love perfected with us, so that we may have confidence for the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment. And whoever fears has not been perfected in love. We love because he first loved us." God loves us. Oh, he loves us. Let's all say it this morning. God is love. God is love. And he loves me. But we have to come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. We have to be established securely, planted firmly on that love and believe it. No matter what comes up, I know that my Father loves me. I know that God loves me, and I believe his love in my case. And not only that, I abide in God. I abide in love, and his love is also in me. I am now God inside-minded and love inside-minded, conscious of his love. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. Paul said it in different words to the church at Ephesus. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. And I like it in the Amplified. I'll read it from the Amplified. "Thank you, Father, my Lord and my God." Notice what he says. "For this reason, seeing the greatness of this plan by which we are built together in Christ, I bow my knees before the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named." You see, that Father from whom all fatherhood takes a title and derives its name. Christianity is about God and his family. He is the great Father God. There's one part of the family in heaven, and there's some down here. Verse 16. "May he grant you out of the rich treasury of his glory to be strengthened and reinforced with mighty power in the inner man by the Holy Spirit himself indwelling our innermost being and personality. May Christ, through your faith, actually dwell, settle down, abide, make his permanent home in your heart." Notice, "may you be rooted deep in love and founded securely on love." That is what he wants. Be rooted. Believe that love. Verse 18, "that you may have the power and be strong to apprehend and grasp with all the saints, God's devoted people, the experience of that love. What is the breadth and length and height and depth of it? That you may really come to know practically through experience for yourself the love of Christ, which passes mere knowledge without experience, that you may be filled through all your being unto the fullness of God, may have the richest measure of the divine presence and become a body whole, filled and flooded with God himself. Filled and flooded with God and love himself. Now to him who by in consequence of the action of his power that is at work within us is able to carry out his purpose and do superabundantly far over and above all, I love this, that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He wants us to be rooted deep and securely on that love, to know that love, not just in our heads, but by experience for ourselves. Not because somebody said it, but because we have come to taste of that love, because we have experienced that love for ourselves and be rooted. Your roots are on that love. Nothing takes you off of that love. The fact that your Father loves you. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. Thank you, Lord. Again, the Amplified says, he calls it what quality of love in the Amplified. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Oh, my Lord and my God. See what an incredible quality of love the Father has given us, the quality of love. There is nothing that can compare to the love. You see, there are several Greek words translated love in our English Bible, but this particular is talking about God who is love, agape. He says, what quality of love the Father has given us, shown, bestowed on us, that we should be permitted to be named and called and counted the children of God. And so we are. And the reason the world does not recognize, acknowledge him. Beloved, we are, even here and now, God's children. It is not yet disclosed, made clear what we shall be hereafter. But we know that when he comes and is manifested, we as God's children resemble and be like him, for we shall see him just as he really is. He loves us because we are his children. He loves us. We are not going to be God's children in the sweet by and by. We are God's children now. And that's the reason why he loves you and I. Oh, it's one thing to read about it, but it's one thing to be your foundation, to be secured on that love, to be rooted deep in that love. Oh, to have a revelation of it. I tell you, when you get a revelation of it, it makes all the difference. It makes all the difference. Love that is burning with a passion to give to you. Love that is burning with a passion to do you good and to help you. Oh, glory. It all started in the Garden of Eden. And when Adam and Eve sinned against God, God himself, out of love, came down. Genesis chapter 3, verse 21. God in his love was still reaching out to them. Notice what the Bible says. And the Lord God made clothing from animal skins for Adam and his wife. This was their first day. Oh, the glory that covered them had departed when they sinned against God. And now they realized that they were naked. But God was reaching out to them and taking care of them. These people don't know their left from their right. They don't know what to do. They are in a new realm. God stepped down. He made clothes from animal skin for Adam and his wife. Oh, coming down. Even though you have messed it up big time, I am still here for you. I still love you, and I want to take care of you. I am not done with you yet. I am not through with you yet. Jesus illustrated it again. We see it again in John chapter 13, verse 1 to 5, before he left. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you this morning, we will get a revelation of the love of God. Love that desires to give to us and help us. John chapter 13. Jesus was God walking in flesh. He repeated the same action, the same act. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. During supper, when the devil had already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come from God and was going back to God, rose from supper. He laid aside his outer garment and took a towel, tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, Lord, do you wash my feet? Jesus answered him, what I am doing you do not understand now, but afterward you will understand. Peter said to him, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, if I do not wash you, you have no share with me. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my hair. I love Peter. When he saw it, he said, Lord, not only my feet, please pour the water on me. That's my version of it. Wash me from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. But how's the key here is, so many times, God says, you, I want to undertake for you. That act there was for the servant of the house. You let me serve you. But in our religious mind, we say, Lord, please don't touch my feet. Please, 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 please. But the love of God. The love of God. He loves us so much. He wants to treat us. He wants to undertake for us. He said, not only my feet, now wash every part of me. Let's make ourselves, that is the magnitude of the love of God. Let's make ourselves available in this season for the love of God to reach us. Oh, glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. The love of God that desires to show his loving kindness. There's a similar word in the Old Testament, similar to agape love. It is loving kindness. The Hebrews pronounce it hesed. It's hesed. I got it from Google. I'm not a Hebrew scholar, but I have a revelation of that love. I put it there, they pronounced it to me. They said hesed. I hope I got it right. But it's spelled C-H-E-S-E-D. But there's a Roman version of it, and it's H-E-S-E-D. That is loving kindness. In other places, it's translated mercy. In other places, it's translated compassion. But that is God is burning with with that kind of love. That is the love of God that created man in the beginning. That is the love of God that created the Garden of Eden. That is the love of God that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. That love God wants to reach us with it. 2 Samuel chapter 9. Please, thank you, Lord. David had an understanding of this. 2 Samuel chapter 9. Thank you, Lord. He had an understanding of it. Glory be to God. And David said, "Is there anyone left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?" Now there was a servant of the house of Saul whose name was Ziba, and they called him to David. And the king said to him, "Are you Ziba?" And he said, "I'm your servant." And the king said, "Is there not still someone of the house of Saul that I may show kindness, the kindness of God to him? I may show the hesed of God to him." Ziba said to the king, "There is still a son of Jonathan. He is crippled in his feet." The king said to him, "Where is he?" And Ziba said to the king, "He is in the house of Meshe, the son of Emiel, at Lodiba." Then King David sent and brought him from the house of Meshe, the son of Emiel, at Lodiba. And Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, son of Saul, came to David and fell on his face and paid homage. And David said, "Mephibosheth," and he answered, "I am your servant." And David said to him, "Do not fear, for I will show you kindness for the sake of your father Jonathan. And I will restore to you all the land of Saul your father, and you shall eat at my table always." And he paid homage and said, "What is your servant that you should show regard for a dead dog such as I?" Then the king called Ziba, Saul's servant, and said to him, "All that belong to Saul and to all his house I have given to your master's grandson. And you and your sons and your servants shall till the land for him and shall bring in the produce that your master's grandson may have bread to eat. But Mephibosheth, your master's grandson, shall always eat at my table." Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Then the king said, Ziba said to the king, "According to all that my lord the king commands his servant, so will your servant do." So Mephibosheth ate at David's table like one of the king's sons, like one of the king's sons, like one of the king's sons. Mephibosheth means destroying shame. And Lodiba, where he was dwelling, means no pastor, no word, or no communication. And he was also lame in his feet. When he was young and being carried away, they dropped him accidentally, and he was lame in his feet. You have been named destroying shame. You are lame in your feet, and you are dwelling in a land of no pasture, dryness, destitute. Oh, but one day, somebody say one day.
One day.
Oh, one day the king sent for him. The king sent for him. The king sent for him. The king sent for him and fetched him. You know what it means for David to send to fetch you? That man was extravagant. Oh, he's going to when they were moving the ark, this person was dancing with all his might and his without his clothes. Or a portion of it. He's going to send a whole convoy to go and fetch this person, not because of what Mephibosheth has done, but because of Jonathan, his father. Who is left of the house of Jonathan, of Saul, that I may show kindness to. Oh, glory. And when, oh, you can imagine this Mephibosheth. All the stories that he's had all his life is you are supposed to be on the throne. So if this person finds you, you are toast. That's my translation. You are done. You are going to be cooked. That's all. So he's probably trembling. And my Lord, he sees this company coming, and I don't even have feet to run. I don't even have feet to run and get away. This is my last day on the earth. But no, David understood that love. Is there anyone left? And when Mephibosheth got there, he started talking, Lord, please, who am I, please, that you should call me a dog like I am, that you should call me and bring me into your palace. David didn't even respond. Oh, that is the love of God. 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 I am doing this for you, not because of who you are, but because I choose to do it. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Oh, and another thing that he said, you will eat at my table. You will eat at my table all the days of your life. Oh, that reminds me, my father, your father, who loves you, in the 23rd Psalm, he wrote a love letter to us, and he said, even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you will fear no evil. I will set a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Thanks be to God. God has a table. God has a table. He has set it before us. We are passing through the valley of the shadow of death, surrounded by the enemy. But thanks be to God, a table has been set. A table has been set. A table has been set. Oh, glory. I will go up to that table and start looking. What's on that table? Oh, hallelujah. Jesus. In one day, the story of Mephibosheth changed because David showed him loving kindness. In the mighty name of Jesus, it doesn't matter where you are this morning. I pray that may the love of God locate you. May the love of God find you. May the love of God locate you. If that's you, say a big amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The very loving kindness of God. God desiring to pour out his love on us. And thanks be to God, that love as well has been shared. What do I need to do to partake and to receive of this love? Oh, number one, just continually meditate, continually think about the love of God and just say it out of your mouth. My Father loves me. My Father loves me. My Father loves me. Maintaining and practicing that love. That's what he was saying in 1 John. Perfected love, or fully grown and fully developed love, drives out fear. Develop that love. And a love in itself is perfect, but it's not perfected in us. We continually speak about the love of the Father for us. Speak it out of our mouth, and then be rooted and grounded securely on that love. Rooted and grounded securely on that love. The good news is, in Romans chapter 5, verse 5, that same kind of love that God loves us with has been shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. and hope does not put us to shame. There is shame again. Because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. You see, that God, the love of God, is it acts without thinking about what is in it, what's in it for me. So by that same love being shed abroad in our heart, now we say, Lord, I love you. That's easy. But how can I take this love and be a blessing to somebody? Now that labor is called the labor of love. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 10 says, it is called the labor of love. Because that love, the same kind of love that he loves us with, has been shed abroad in our hearts, now our labor is a labor of love. It's coming from that standpoint. Lord, I will serve you no matter what. I will serve people. I will love people with the love that you have loved me with. For God is not unrighteous, Hebrews 6:10, to forget your work and labor of love. He's not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. You are ministering, which you have shown toward his name, which you have ministered to the saints, and do minister, a labor of love. Lord, you love me. Lord, I love you. Now I give my life to you. Oh, take it and love people with it. Take it and minister to people. Oh, let your love be made manifest through me. Because I know, because we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Love puts us into that area of conquering. The same Romans chapter 8 verse 35. Thank you, Lord. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure, not that I'm not sure, not that I'm hesitating about it. I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. None of these things can separate us from the love of Christ. No wonder Paul said, none of these things move me. He was headed to Jerusalem. He knew that there was persecution ahead. He knew that he was going to have to suffer for the name. But he said, he knew this, nothing, nothing can separate me from the love of Christ, which is the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. These are some of the worst things that can ever happen to a human. Nothing can separate me from the love of Christ. Mephibosheth at that point, David told him that you will eat at my table all the days of your life. Oh, and then he told the servant, Ziba, till the land for him. Make sure all the other people of Saul's household are taken care of. Ziba said, yes, sir, I get it. Yes, sir, I get it. And Mephibosheth was rejoicing. He was rejoicing in the house of God, in the house of David. Nothing can separate you from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. We are sure, being securely founded on that love no matter what comes up. That is the same kind of love that Ruth showed Naomi in Ruth chapter 1. Let's stand there, please. She said, no matter what happens, I will. Ruth 1:14 to 18, please. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. The same kind of love. These people got to the point where they understood it. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Nothing will separate me from the love of the Father which is in Christ Jesus. Nothing, absolutely nothing will separate me from that love. God, you are the one that I will follow all the days of my life. You are the one that I will follow all the days of my life. Ruth chapter 1. Thank you, Lord. Notice what he says. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He says, Ruth 1:14. Notice what he says. He says, and they lifted up their voices. You see, Ruth and the other daughter, daughter-in-law, had lost their husbands. And Ruth was leaving the land. Naomi was leaving the land, and both of them, they had a choice. And then they lifted up their voices and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her. And she said, see, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods. Return after your sister-in-law. But Ruth said, do not urge me to leave you or to return from following you. For where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. May the Lord do so to me, and more also, if anything but death parts me from you. And when Naomi saw that she was determined to go with her, she said no more. That kind of determination that she said the choice had now been made. He said, go back to your gods. The other person said, okay, this thing, I'm not sure where it's going, where it's leading. I'm going back. She said, your God will be my God. Your God will be my God. Your God will be my God. I am denouncing all those gods, and I will follow you. I will follow you. God saw that and responded. Oh, when she went into the land, oh, it turned out very well for her. Oh, one of the wealthiest men in the city paid attention. She got married to that man and then later gave birth to Obed, who gave birth to Jesse, and Jesse to David. And when you read the genealogy in Matthew chapter 1, her name is in there. She puts herself in position. She puts herself in position, and God responded. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that we will put ourselves in a position to receive God's love, but also say, the Lord, I love you. I am ready, oh Lord, to follow you no matter what comes up. I will follow you. I will serve you all the days of my life. Nothing would take me off that foundation of love. I know in times when things get difficult, but none of these things will separate me from the love of the Father. And another thing is that love is as protective. It's as protective that the love of a good parent that protects us. One man said he went to Africa and they were doing a video safari, and they saw an elephant. They saw an elephant, one big elephant, And they said, well, let's take a picture of this. And so he said, well, he took a picture of it, and then he said, well, I'm okay. But the person driving there, they said, this is a good elephant. Let's go closer as much as we can and get some more good pictures. And the closer they got, the elephant began to raise his trunk. And if you know anything about elephants, when they start raising up their trunk, buddy, it's time to go. Or you have a problem on your hands that you may not recover from. The one he was describing, he says, this thing stuck with me so strongly about how God's love protects us. He said, at that same time, we saw a little elephant right there because of that's why he was beginning to react. And so the mother in its mind is saying, if you want to get to this little elephant, if you are going to try to mess with this little elephant, you are going to have to go past me. And that little elephant, I can imagine, is saying, is my, you better not mess with me because my mother is right here. And it won't be saying to itself, is this the will of my parents? For these big people to shoot me and beat my brains out. It won't be thinking that in those times at that point. It will be thinking of the fact that the mother will protect it. How much more us? Colossians chapter 3 verse 1 says, let's look at it. It's so good. Colossians chapter 3 verse 1. It's so good. Colossians chapter 3 verse 1. Glory be to the name of the Lord. It says, if then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Oh, you have died. Your life is hidden with Christ in God. As you stay in that love, the Bible says that the wicked one touches you not. For the enemy to get to you, he will have to go past the Father. He will have to go past Jesus Christ. He will have to go past the Holy Ghost. He will have to go past the angels that are all encamped around you. Your life is hid with Christ in God. Oh, glory. You are hidden in the secret place, like Psalm 91 says, in the secret place of the Most High God. You are chosen to dwell in love, to be founded securely on love. You are hidden in that place, and you are untouchable. Oh, glory. The wicked one touches him not. 1 John chapter 5, verse 18. The wicked one touches him not. We know that everyone who has been born of God does not keep on sinning, does not make a practice of sin. But he who was born of God protects him, and the evil one does not touch him. So long as you stay in love, so long as you stay in God, you are untouchable. The wicked one touches you not. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that we will get a revelation of that. Can you imagine anybody trying to come and get Mephibosheth? He will say to him, Mephibosheth, not only do you have food, in case an enemy tries to come and attack you, maybe you haven't heard. Remember what I did to Goliath? I will protect you from enemies. the wicked one touches him not. God protect him. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that we will dwell securely in God, dwell securely in love. And I declare that you are untouchable. If that's you, say a big amen.
Amen.
The wicked one touches him not. Oh, let's raise up our hands and thank God for his love. Open your mouth and thank God for his love. Thank God for his love. Oh, that protects you, that provides for you, that empowers you to serve him with delight. Oh, Lord, open your mouth in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, pray in the Spirit, that language of love given to us by the Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I thank you for your love. 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 Oh, Shabbat. Thank you, Father. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your love. Oh, thank you for your love. 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 Oh, glory. Let your love locate us this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, glory, 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 glory. If you are listening to this message or if you are watching us online, and you have no idea, you this love that we are talking about, you don't know it in your life. Your life is full of frustration, disappointment, and hatred, and chaos. This morning we want you to encounter that love. Oh, it starts by receiving Jesus. He already loves you and knows you where you are, but he wants you to receive that love. Wherever you are, if you want to experience this love, receive Jesus into your life. Say, Lord Jesus, I have heard your word. Thank you that you first loved me. No matter where I am, you know where I am. And your love is written unto me. Thank you. I confess you today as my Lord and as my Savior. Thank you. I am saved. Change my story. Help me to serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Father. Glory be to the name of Allah. Glory be to the name of Allah. I still love you, and I will take care of you. Just let me be a father to you. It is going to be all right. Thank you, Father. Let's raise up our hands to God. Thank you, Father. Let's all say this together, please. Father, thank you for your love. Thank you for your love. Thank you that you love me the same way that you do Jesus. Thank you that you have given me your love as well. Help me to be secure in that love. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Help me to take your love into this community, into our hurting world, to hurting people, in Jesus' mighty name. Let's give him praise and glory. Let's give him praise and glory. He's pouring out his love on us this morning. Let's give him praise and glory. Let's give him praise and glory. Oh, we are sensing his love in here. He's showering his love on us this morning. He's showering his love on us this morning. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Oh, Shabbat. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, let's raise our hands and I'll pray for us before we go. May the love of God, may his loving kindness locate you this week in the mighty name of Jesus. May he reveal his love for you. Oh, in your life this week, in every area of your life, may the love of God be made manifest. May the love of God flush out every torment and fear in Jesus' mighty name. He put a song in your mouth. May he turn your captivity around. The Bible says that when God turned the captivity of Zion, they were like them that dream. And our mouth was filled with laughter. May your mouth be filled with laughter this week. In the mighty name of Jesus. And may he guide your steps to be at the right place at the right time to make a difference. May God bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he do far more abundantly above all you dare ask or think because of his love for you. And everybody said a big, big amen.
We trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. We will love to equip you in daily walk, so sign up for daily devotionals and encouragement at www.wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535 or write us at P.O. Box 15883, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80935.